Hello.
Mr. John, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First. I saw that you called me.
Yeah, hey. I just got back from there and got done with my interview, right? So the independent enrollment brokers called to do an interview with me because the insurance company's trying to figure out what the hell's going on. The people down at the place, the county said that you should have got a confirmation number, and if you didn't, I should bring the stuff down there by hand and get a receipt submission. Because they have nothing.
Okay, so today, that's where I forgot. The enrollment broker was calling you today.
Right.
And they said that you should have a confirmation number.
Yeah, that whoever submitted it online, if it's done online, you get a confirmation number.
Confirmation number. What they do is when it's submitted via email.
Because there's nothing in their file.
It's a yeah, that's because they haven't uploaded it.
That's what I told her. Did they upload it?
She said if they
didn't upload it, you should go down there and hand deliver it and get a receipt submission. And then she said they called today, but they never called me today.
Right. They lie all the time. So she said the county assistant's office said they called you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
at 9:30. They never called me at all today.
Yeah. They don't even use the phone till 11. Yeah, they lie all the time. They've been doing that for years where they'll just put in their notes, try to reach out, and everybody's like, I never got a call. Like, it happens.
Yeah.
It's the same technique they've been using. So here's the thing about Philadelphia County. Philadelphia County does not give you a confirmation, and the receipts you get from Philadelphia County, you fill it out yourself. They do not fill it out. Montgomery County, Delaware County, they actually, you submit your documents, and they will write you a receipt of what they received. Philadelphia County, Parkside Avenue, when you come into their office, all the way on the left side of their...
I just left. Yeah, you fill it out yourself, and
right.
There's a timestamp.
You fill it out yourself.
Right. And there's a timestamp.
Right.
It's a joke.
It's right. So even with the receipt, it almost does, they'll still say never received it. You'll say, hey, I got a receipt. The receipt means nothing because these fools haven't even written it for you. You can just make up your own. I mean, it's unbelievable what they're allowed to do and not do down there. Like the fact that they don't write their own receipt. How hard is it to receive documents? Because, you know, they also do this. They're supposed to take your stuff. They just tell you put it in the Dropbox.
Right.
That's what they said. Put in the Dropbox, which I tell my folks, don't put in the Dropbox. Tell them you want to talk to somebody in the back.
Even talking to somebody, they don't do nothing. They get on the computer, they ran my social, and they said they didn't receive anything. I said, well, I know it's been sent, you know, online. And then she said, we got 30 days to review it.
Right. So they did receive it. The problem is it's in the general mailbox. So there's a general mailbox. Whomever is your income case manager, they have not gotten to your file yet because he or she is probably behind, which is their MO for the past 3 or 4 years. So
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, because of the 30-day thing, at this point, you really can't do anything but hope that they do it now. The enrollment broker... Was that a researcher that called you today?
Yes, it was a researcher. Okay. I've had two of them. I had one call yesterday, and then today, the insurance company's wondering what's going on. I had the insurance company call them, too.
What insurance company?
Highmark. I got Highmark now.
Is that your Medicare?
Yes, Medicare, Medicaid.
Okay.
I got them all. I'm having everybody I can call there to find out what the hell's going on so I can get home care. And nobody can find out nothing.
Look, when I sent this. Oh, huh. That was... was February 10th, and it's actually Allison. T. Allison is your income case manager.
Who is it?
I
have a case manager
now? Yeah, that's your income case manager because she's the one. I mean, they actually, T. Allison at PA.gov. She is actually the one because they will switch them. So they try to not give you a direct case manager because they switch them. But
okay.
Let me see. T. Allison, the stuff was sent directly to her.
Okay.
Let me see.
T. Allison.
I'm actually going to forward. Yep. And I want to add another recipient.
What's the, how do I log on to what you're logged on to? What is that?
This is an email. This is my email. I'm looking at who was a part of the email thread when I sent those documents in. And T. Allison, I want to say her name is Tanisha Allison. That is your income case manager down at Parkside Avenue, who
okay.
may or may not be working from home. Has the applicant document been reviewed? All right. And I actually added another email for the general mailbox.
Okay.
For them. So yeah, Tanisha Allison.
Tanisha Allison.
That is, or she's either the income case manager or the supervisor of whomever
okay.
is the income case manager. But basically, she's responsible for your particular case, Tanisha Allen.
Okay.
Okay.
How do we get a hold of her?
I wonder if I have a. So, her direct line. I'm not in front of my computer because I'm just picking up my daughter. I don't
yeah.
know her direct line offhand.
Okay.
Because calling them won't do anything. It's a direct, like calling the general line, that's nothing.
Right.
It would have to be the direct line. Let me see if I have anything in my email. Oh, found it. Miss Allison, supervisor. Hold on
supervisor.
For a second. Let me see if I can. Let me see if this is the one. Stay on the phone. Hold on.
Okay. Tanisha Allison. Days shouldn't take that. Supervision.